This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Make hey, folks. Whiskey welcome and back. Smoke too. And we're on the story in La France. This is very good news. France, of course, is a very, very important country to America. Too many times Americans put France as the butt of jokes and things like this and so on. But France is immensely important in American history. We would not have achieved independence from Britain without the strong help of Louis XIV. And the French, or Louis XVI, and the French government. Louis XVI, of course, would go on to lose his, to be beheaded by the French Revolution, along with his wife Marie Antoinette. But he, as king of France, made available to the American patriots his army, a lot of his army, his navy, which was the equal of the British Navy. That was supremely important, but at Yorktown, the surrender at Yorktown, which marked the end of the American the victory of the Americans over the British at Yorktown, the Navy ships offshore behind Cornwallis's army were not American ships blockading Cornwallis. They were French. And that's why Cornwallis was trapped in front of Washington's army, which also, this is taught so little, no one knows this. The troops facing Cornwallis, many of them, many of the best of them, were French. There was an entire French army in front of Cornwallis. Alongside it, of course, the Patriot American Army. But without that French army on land, and most importantly, that French Navy behind him at sea, but the British fleet was there, but they couldn't help Cornwallis because they were outgunned by the French. And so Cornwallis had to turn over his sword to General Washington. My second cousin. He's my son's third cousin. I don't know whether I'm related to Cornwallis. Check that one out. But let's go to our very important kinsmen, the French. And here's the story. There, I got lost there in my history contemplation. Marine Le Pen declaring victory here in the European Parliament elections. Now, what is this, folks? This is a little strange for Americans because we don't have two governments. But in Europe, every one of the members of the European Union has a second government. The first government is their national government, the traditional government. The second government is their election of European Union Parliament members. Members of the European Parliament, MEPs, MEPs. And so every one of the, is it 27 or 28 European Union nations has a bunch of members of the European Parliament who attend the European Parliament, which is a transnational globalist government, which meets at alternate times in Brussels and in Strasbourg, Brussels, Belgium, and Strasbourg, France. And that kind of reflects the French thing. The French didn't want to have, they insisted on having one of the capitals in France. So they have two parliament buildings. But anyway, guys like Nigel Farage attend at both places. Anyway, this election now that just occurred is for the members of the European Parliament. And every one of the French national parties is, of course, vying, trying to get members in the European Parliament as well. And Marine Le Pen just outperformed Emmanuel Macron's party, and which is called La République En Marche. And then you say to yourself, wait a minute, she got 24%. How is that a big victory? Well, in European elections, they have more parties than we do. So 24% is the largest vote in that election with the French. Macron, who won the presidency of France, beating Marine Le Pen, he's now been beaten by Marine Le Pen, by her party, with 22%. She said, the trust we have been given by the French in designating us as the first party in France is an immense honor. She went on to call for Macron, who's an idiot. You saw him with Donald Trump there, almost in the shadow of the, well, in the shadow of the Arc de Triomphe there for the celebration there. And he was just an idiot proclaiming globalism in a stupid speech he gave in front of Donald Trump, who had to bite his lip listening to this drivel, saying, quote, "It is up to the President of the Republic to draw the consequences." She called for fresh elections, stating that Macron put his own presidency on the line in the vote. And that's true. Macron said this, you know, my presidency's on the line. So that's what you said, Macron. So now be a man. You said it was on the line. You lost. Step aside, dope. And then here are the previously Marine Le Pen. Now, she is this daughter of Monsieur Le Pen, the founder of the Front National, Jean-Marie Le Pen. Previously, Le Pen had called the European elections a referendum on the presidency of Macron and called on him to resign from office if his party was not able to win. So it becomes a referendum, quote, she says, referendum for or against Emmanuel Macron, this European election. I accept that. But in these conditions, he must do as General de Gaulle. If he loses this election, then he will have to leave. De Gaulle had the honor to step aside when losing an election. And the chief candidate of the Rassemblement National said, called for fresh parliamentary elections in the national election, that is the French national election, to reflect the repudiation that this vote represents for the, what is the name of his stupid party, Macron? Is it La République En Marche? Somebody En Marche, somebody marching, idiots on parade. He said, the president, this is the leading Rassemblement National, patriot candidate, said, the president, Macron, will not be able to govern against the interests of the French, against the interests of the French during the second half of his quinquennium. Ooh, that's a new word, isn't it? Quinquennium. That must mean they have five-year terms. During the second half of his quinquennium, which is why we are asking him to dissolve the National Assembly. And then Prime Minister Edouard Philippe reacted to the exit poll. I like this. The Prime Minister under Macron, I like his reaction, an honorable one. He said, the far right is consolidating its positions. This message is strong and we have received it. For my part, I welcome these results with humility. And there's a man, not a bullshitting politician. I welcome these results with humility. When we finish second, we cannot say we won. Now, Hillary Clinton could take a page out of his book, couldn't she? And all the other demon rats. You know, it's been a long time since we've seen opposition politicians like that, or, you know, liberals who would behave honorably, like this fellow Edouard Philippe. Anyway, that's a good story. That's very encouraging. It's the middle of the night in Japan, but, you know, why should we think Donald Trump is sleeping? he's probably not. He says it's real early in the morning there now, and he says he just watched the Indianapolis 500. I missed that. But he says, congratulations to the great and my friend, Roger Penske, on winning his 18th, unbelievable, he says, Indianapolis 500. That's not as a driver, but as team leader. He's called the captain. I am in Japan very early in the morning, but I got to watch Simon, that's his driver, drive one of the greatest races in the history of the sport. I will see them both and the Penske team at the White House. So look forward to that. Oh, here's Donald Trump. Here's a video of Donald Trump presenting the sumo trophy in Japan. This is really great. He's at this arena. You know, you've seen these classic sumo events, and these two big guys. And Donald Trump comes up and picks up this huge cup and hands it to the supreme champion sumo man. The cup is about this, as big as I am. Not as big as Donald Trump. All right, let's go back to Breitbart. Now, you know, Breitbart is an entire team of people. It's an entire network of people. It has bureaus in various parts of the world and many employees. Just to gauge the productivity of Donald Trump as one man who has to discharge the duties of president as well. I think Donald Trump almost outposts Breitbart. There's more coming out of Donald Trump's pen than all of Breitbart, their whole staff. Oh, here's a great one from Liz Cheney. Oh, this is great. I like this. Liz Cheney. Now, help me out, folks. Let's see, Liz Cheney. Representative Liz Cheney of Wyoming. Is she the daughter of Dick Cheney? She very well could be. And remember my Dick Cheney story. Michael Medved, radio show host extraordinaire, who has millions of listeners and is a rhino, a neocon, one of the founders of neoconservatism. In his book, Right Turns, which is his autobiography, he wrote it, okay? He said two people most inspired me to become a conservative, such as he is, okay? The kind of conservative he is, which is not a real conservative. Mike and I aren't friends anymore. Dick Cheney and Jamie Kelso. Those two people, and I was his classmate at Palisades High School. We had known each other on the debate team, obviously in class rivalries and so on, as the brainiacs of the school, and the quiz team and so on, the AP classes. Liz Cheney, now Sunday on ABC's This Week, Representative Liz Cheney, Republican of Wyoming, said negative statements by former FBI officials Peter Strzok and Lisa Page while investigating President Donald Trump sounded, she said, a whole lot like a coup. Well, thank you, Liz Cheney. You got that right. And added that it could even be Ah, and this is the word that is music to my ears. It must be must grate on the nerves of Mike Medved. It could even be treason. Treason. I love that word. Treason. In French, that's trahison. Trahison. I don't know what to say. Trahir is the verb. And probably the same origin of as the word traduce. I don't know. I'll look it up. Treason. We must have gotten it. But when the Normans invaded in 1066, you know, they brought the French language to Britain and inserted a whole bunch of French into our English language. In fact, for several hundred years, the language, the standard language of the English court was, in fact, it's hard to believe, but it's true. That's how complete the Norman victory was. The language was French. Cheney said, what is crucially important to remember here is that you had Strzok and Page, who were in charge of launching this investigation, and they were saying things like, we must stop this president. We need an insurance policy against this president. That, in my view, when you have people that are in the highest echelons of the law enforcement of the nation saying things like that, that sounds an awful lot like a coup, and it could well be treason. And I think that we need to know more. What was Jim Comey's role in all this? These people reported to him. Andy McCabe reported to him. What was Comey's role in that? And that is what the Attorney General is going to be focused on. She added, now see folks, this is wonderful. This is, you might as well do a victory dance and whoop it up when you hear something like this, because this Liz Cheney, let's look her up. I apologize for being out of touch on the, I'll bet you she's the daughter of my fellow inspirer of Michael Medved, neocon, rhino, extraordinaire. Okay, let's see. When Mike wrote that, see, he didn't know how far to the right his old buddy Kelso had gone. Yeah, he thought I was still, you know, just a plain old vanilla John Bircher. But let's see here. Let's look up. If I write Liz Cheney, I'm trying to, she looks, Liz Cheney, okay. American lawyer and politician. Born in 66, U.S. representative for Wyoming. They only have one congressman the way we do here in North Dakota. House Republican Conference Chair, third highest position in the GOP House leadership. She is the eldest daughter of former Vice President Dick Cheney and Lynn Cheney. She's very beautiful, and she is she has five kids. Husband Philip Perry, she married in 93, and she is she has a sister. She went to Colorado College and University of Chicago, where she got a law degree. Born in Madison, Wisconsin, and so there you go. So she is the daughter, and she's saying wonderful things. Now let's go back to her article. Oh, I'm so happy with this. She added, let's see, how old is she now? Let's look her up again. She is 52 years old. She's just a kid. She added, quote, think about the fact that we had people that are at the highest levels of our law enforcement in this nation saying that they were going to stop a duly elected president of the United States, saying they need an insurance policy against him. That is something that simply cannot happen. We have to have confidence in our law enforcement, and the Attorney General has got to get to the bottom of what happened. Ooh, and I'll give you her last phrase right after this break. Stay tuned.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance
from behind. Hey, stop. Hey, we're back, folks. And this is the Trump phenomenon. Got another half an hour or more to go. I'll tell you what, I hope you didn't miss it yesterday. Saturday, Jeanine Pirro is the top cable news show in the world, period. You know, it's in the U.S. that they rate it, but the U.S. is the king of the heap, so the rest of the world, you can might as well lump them in. Jeanine Pirro is the top cable news show on Saturday and on the weekend, the whole weekend, in fact. And she was dropped for a while. by Fox. Remember what Donald Trump said? What the hell's going on at Fox? They dropped Jeanine Pirro. And for a few weeks, that didn't work. For Donald Trump let Fox know how he felt about that. Top show. How do you cancel the top show? Well, yesterday she was in classic form. She was furious. And I love the fact that she uses colorful language, like her, I would say her mentor, Donald Trump. She's learned from him, all of us have. He uses colorful language because it reaches, why use some colorful language? Well, because it reaches you on an emotional wavelength that non-colorful, bland language does not reach. And we all need to be reached on an emotional wavelength right now. We all need to be angry. We all need to be very angry. Jeanine Pirro is exactly that. So she will say that something is a damn something, or what the hell, or she will use language that has some emotional impact to it. And she did that again yesterday. Let me just see. I've got a clip of hers here. Let me see if this is her opening statement from yesterday. She was on fire. Dan Bongino said after her thing, he said, "Hey, you were on fire, Jeanine."
Hello and welcome to Justice. I'm Judge Jeanine Pirro. Thanks so much for being with us on this Memorial Day weekend. And thanks again for making last week's Justice number one again, all day, all night, for all of last weekend. Thank you. And a special show tonight with Dan Bongino, Hogan Gidley from the White House, Fox News host Mark Levin, Corey Lewandowski, and Dennis Prager. But first, my open. Since when does asserting your legal rights amount to a cover-up? Since when is going to court to settle an unprecedented legal issue a cover-up? And why does a commander-in-chief and his family have to automatically grant every demand made by the party that has spent the last 2 years mocking and deriding him as an illegitimate president in an unrelenting assault on his presidency as they look for any reason to impeach him? This week, a clash at the White House had its genesis in a statement made by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Would you believe that it's important for to follow the facts? We believe that no one is above the law, including the President of the United States, and we believe that the President of the United States is engaged in a cover-up.
The President got wind of this and walked into that meeting and stated in no uncertain terms, "You cannot reinvestigate and legislate." He's had it. We've all had it. So he says, "Look, I never asserted executive privilege. I told all my people to talk. I gave them 1.4 million documents. My kids and my family talked. It's over." But the Democrats are not satisfied with the two-year investigation by their guy, Bob Mueller, of the fake Russia collusion, with more lawyers, investigators, search warrants, subpoenas, and an international reach more than any other special counsel investigation in American history. They literally want a do-over of the investigation, as if there's any way these Democrats, without the power to even impanel a grand jury, can do a more thorough job than Bob Mueller. They envision sitting on their perches in Washington and pontificating as they re-interview people already interviewed. They argue they have a constitutional duty to investigate.
I think that the House should definitely move forward on impeachment proceedings because the Mueller report showed very clearly.
I wonder what this is here. Let's go back to Jeanine Pirro.
Salt, the Dems have a collective breakdown. And every Democrat from Adam Schiff to Elijah Cummings to Jerry Nadler to Maxine Waters are conducting hearings against.
Well, she gets pretty fiery here. Oh, we may get to that, but we'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, we're back, folks. Now, we've got a caller here, Pat in Fort Worth. We're going to go to Pat in Fort Worth, then we'll maybe go back to a little more of Janine Pirro. I hope you watch her show on Saturdays, folks. She is, you know, there's a few shows that are the best. The Tucker Carlson show, Sean Hannity show, Laura Ingraham show, Janine Pirro show, Mark Levin show, and Lou Dobbs, his show. It's on the financial Fox News business network, but it's Fox still. I think those are the best. Who else is in that august group? There are a couple other shows that are good. Then you have real idiots. Oh, and I have a mental block on this guy's name. What is his name? Shepard Smith. Shep, as they call him. Shepard Smith is this neocon. He's like Mike Medved. He's this neocon rhino who's, you know, he's an enemy of the Trump revolution. He hates Donald Trump, as Medved did. Medved despised Donald. Now, I don't know. I don't listen to his show. If any of you out there listen to the MedVed show, would you call in and let me know, or you can call me personally and let me know at 701-317-5317. That's my personal phone number. Well, my daughter's got my phone. Oh, here it is. I'll just turn it down so I don't interrupt the show. But call me on the air. I would prefer that. And let me know, is MedVed pretending in his radio show now to be a Trump supporter? Is he pretending to be a Trump? Like David Duke is also doing the same thing, pretending to be a Trump supporter. Both guys hate Donald Trump. And but MedVed, of course, both guys have the same problem. If their audience, their public, finds out they hate Donald Trump, they may lose their audience and a big chunk of their audience. In the case of MedVed, probably his entire audience. So he's got to pretend, I would think, if he's still got a big audience, that he's pretending to support Donald Trump. But he was one of the never Trumpers. Back when Peter Strzok and Lisa Page were messaging back and forth that they needed an insurance policy to stop Trump, part of that insurance policy was Mike MedVed and the other neocons and rhinos who are in cahoots with Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, not directly. MedVed was not a direct part of that network, but he was in fact an intellectual part of that network of never Trumpers who had their insurance policy to stop Trump was within the deep state, was within the media, where people like Mike MedVed would try to impair the Trump triumph, try to stop Trump. And if he did win, get rid of Trump. And so these people are still there. It'd be interesting to me. It's a very interesting question. MedVed, like me, is an old guy now. And, there's an honesty question here. And notice that Trump, where Trump is strong, the thing that Trump has realized is that we've got to stop the invasion. Where MedVed has always been a rhino, always been a neocon, is his libertarian belief that open borders are wonderful. They're wonderful. He's with Ayn Rand on that, MedVed is. Open borders are just wonderful. Okay, please, somebody call me if you listen to the MedVed show. I want to know what's his line. What is his line? What's he saying now? Because in terms of what someone is politically now, it's all vis-a-vis Trump. Everything is in relation to Trump. Whether you're pro or against Trump, Trump is the gold standard. He's the measure against which all things are determined now. So where does MedVed come down? What is he saying? Is he pretending to be a Trump guy? Or has he had has he had an epiphany? Has he changed as a person? He would have to fundamentally change as a person to actually like Trump. But, stranger things have happened. Anyway, it was wonderful to hear Liz Cheney, the daughter of the man, in his book, Right Turns. I don't have a copy in hand. I got it in a box somewhere. But, the daughter of the man who he said with me convinced him that conservatism was not an evil thing to do and that he could try it himself. Interesting. Hey, let's go to Pat in Fort Worth. Pat, I've been keeping you waiting. I apologize. Pat, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, what's on your mind on this Memorial Day weekend?
Well, it wasn't MedVed. I tried to hear him one time, and he riled me up, and I waited on a line for 50 minutes, and he had 50 minutes worth of commercials and 10 minutes worth of calls.
Yeah, wow.
But what was on my mind was, and I'm not sure I can say it too well because this is my nap time. I'm concerned that they may try to say that Trump is too belligerent. He wants to start a war. Well, they did that with Reagan, that he was Goldwater Republican. He'd have us at war in no time. I don't think we were in war at all. But anyway.
Well, that's what LBJ did with Goldwater, of course, is he ran that famous commercial where they, you know, they do, you know, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, a countdown with a little girl pulling, picking petals off a flower, and then the mushroom cloud that Goldwater was going to launch a nuclear war, of course, which he was not. And but even more true of Trump. Trump is far more than Barry Goldwater ever was. Trump is a peace president. And what he's talking about right now, what the headline I read is that he is contemplating sending 2,000 troops to the Middle East, to the area of Iraq and Iran, 2,000 troops. And that is a very tiny number of troops. And that is fitting. That is in keeping with Donald Trump's. That is not of the Bushian type of thing, the neocon. What's his name? What's Mike Medved's buddy's name? Two of the founders of neoconservatism are, it's going to come to me in a second. It's not Wolfowitz. It's father and son, the godfather of neoconservatism, the father. But anyway, these two guys, these guys for Bush, sending over 500,000 men was, you know, that's his idea. Bush's idea of being a Republican is to send 500,000 men and to send our entire army, our entire Navy, our entire Air Force to blow six. Can you believe this? And Trump has, you know, ridiculed this or bewailed, you know, this $6 trillion hard-earned American taxpayer dollars devoted to these wars in the Middle East, which have no American self-interest at all. None whatsoever. We have no reason to be in Afghanistan, no reason to be in Iraq. There never were any weapons of
mass destruction. What I wanted to say was that the Democrats, the Democrats up there now, they want to impeach him over anything they can.
Yes.
In 2012, there was a HCON Res 107, March 7th, put in to stop presidents from having authorization of military forces and make it an impeachment offense. Well, it didn't pass. Obama dropped 20,000 bombs on 7 different countries. So it'd be hard to catch up with him. But you know what? Hillary, I think an hour ago, is going to jump back in the race. You know what?
Wait a minute. Is that a headline that Hillary might get in?
No, it probably was something somebody put in, and I just saw it. But what I wanted to say about Hillary was, she was known as soon as she got to be Secretary of State, she started threatening the whole world. I wasn't the only person who noticed it with military force. It was in Reader's Digest one time, large print, that she was obviously for military force. And here she called them names when they served her in the White House, like slaves, you know, and curse them in the White House. They'll be glad they have Trump before long if people don't wake up real good.
Yes, let me look it up here. Neoconservatism. I'm just having a mental short circuit here. I'm remembering the founders. I used to be very, very much up on this.
I know this is my nap time.
Well, that's okay. Here's Norman Podhoretz. Of course, he's one of the founders. But Michael Medved is one of the founders, and Paul Wolfowitz, Elliot Abrams, Richard Perle, but that's not who I'm looking for. The father and son team, I can't believe I've forgotten their names. Somebody out there in the audience, you call me up clue me in here.
You have to watch out for those mockingbirds. They pretend they're for you, and then they'll say something bad against you right in the next minute.
And
you know, they just have to keep their job. That's what it is. They want to keep their job. But you find them.
Yes.
Maybe they'll come around to the right side someday, but, you know, meanwhile.
Bill Kristol. Bill Kristol and his father, Irving Kristol. I blanked out on those two guys. Those are two of the godfathers of neoconservatism. And, my goodness. Well, there you go. Well, Pat, thank you very much for calling in.
Well, there's no way to know what Trump's doing. He's doing more than I can keep up with. I know he said that he was going to stop what's going on with the insurance companies, and that's people out of your network are sending you huge bills, and you didn't even know, you didn't authorize to do anything for you. Things like that. People have no clue what's going on out there.
Yeah, well, yeah, he's fighting for you, Pat. Thanks for calling.
Okay, I'll let you go.
All right, thanks. Now, there's a line open, folks, so if you want to call in, 800-313-9443. And Donald Trump's not tweeting right now. I don't know what time it is in Japan right now. Probably, he says it's very early in the morning. And I was so encouraged by this. Marine Le Pen apparently has the Rassemblement National, the RN, has taken first place in the polling for the European Parliament elections. This is a big deal. Brexit, which is the Trump phenomenon. Marine Le Pen is the Trump phenomenon in France. Nigel Farage is the Trump phenomenon in Britain. And they are now just a percentage point. Were they ahead of or behind the liberals in Britain? Let's just find that story. Do I have it here? No, I don't. I lost that story, but they were a point ahead or behind Labour in the polling, not the exit polling, but the public opinion polling for the upcoming elections in Britain. And let's see here. No, I don't have that story. And I wish I had. I'd love to have a story. I think the most exciting places on Earth right now are places like Hungary, where people like Viktor Orban are really... Oh, here it goes. EU elections, live updates. Oh, well, here we go. Okay, here it is, live updates. Let's go with this. Let's end the show with this. I love being live, and this is what's going on. Here it is. Exit polls in the EU Parliament. Elections are beginning to roll in. Breaking story here. I have a little telegraph key. And to ships at sea. Here's the news, ladies and gentlemen. Beginning to roll in with Marine Le Pen appearing set for victory over President Emmanuel Macron in France. Populist gains in Sweden. Hey, that's good, huh? The Sverige Demokraterna, the Swedish Democrats, that would be. And important wins for conservative bulwarks, Poland and Hungary. Speaking about Hungary, this story will receive regular updates as results emerge. And here's the update at 10:25 p.m. I don't know what time p.m. where. Hungary's Viktor Orban has officially declared victory for his Fidesz party, suggesting he has won the anti-mass migration, pro-national identity mandate which he was seeking. Okay, good news there. Greece's left-wing Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras has called a snap general election after coming in second to the right-leaning New Democrats. So a populist victory in Greece. All right, another update a few minutes ago. Crushing victory for Viktor Orban with 52% of the vote. Far, far ahead of the opposition liberal coalition, which has 16% of the vote. Don't you wish we had that here with President Trump, 52-16? Oh, don't you think he wishes that? Okay, let's look at some more. All eyes are in the United Kingdom are on Nigel Farage's Brexit party, which is only weeks old. Weeks, not months, weeks. But it's forecast to come in first place. Wow. Here we go. Here's a chart of the seats expected to be won members of the European Party. Oh my gosh, the vote share. This is the latest vote share for Brexit, 31.6. Labor, 19.1. Liberal Democrats, 18.9. Conservatives, 12.4. The Green, 9.8. And other, 8.2. This is at the website Britain Elects. Now, and this translates into the Brexit Party winning 24 members of the European Parliament. That's up 24 from their previous showing because they didn't exist. 24. The Liberal Democrats winning 10. Labour winning 14. Conservatives winning 10. My God, this is wonderful. See what time it is. We've got another segment, folks. This is all we're going to cover in this last segment. The great news coming out of the European Parliament elections. See you in a moment.
The free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be. I went through life.
Hey, we're back. And hey, this is exciting. Brexit right now. You know, this is great. This is alternative networks like the Republic, like Broadcasting Network, providing you the kind of thing that the lamestream media won't provide. These are constant updates that they're doing, live updates of the election in Britain. The last update is at 10:40 p.m., which should be London time. Right now, it would be 10:55 London time. So and the latest from this story is that the the first British region has declared. So now they're not doing just exit polls. They've actually got a declared region where two seats went to the Brexit Party and one seat went to Labour. This is the northeast of England, which is a very sparsely populated. But this is nationwide. The Brexit Party right now is pushing towards 40%, 39 and some percent is the current polling, something that will likely last, but impressive work for early in the evening, where urban and presumably more pro-Remain regions typically post results first. Okay, so they're saying this is impressive to be pushing 40% when you're pro-Remain, that is your anti-Brexit. You know, there are the Remainers and the Leavers. The Leavers are like you out there, patriots who want to get the hell out of a globalist government like the EU. So this is impressive. Let me hit this update button again here and see if there's anything even more fresher here. There isn't. But so we'll stay tuned for this, and we'll come back tomorrow on this show with the update about the results in Britain. This is very exciting. And let's see if there's anything else about other countries here. The Hungary looking good. Poland looking good. I'll give you the news from Poland. The Polish news is, and the Italian news. Matteo Salvini's League Party is running strong in Italy. Poland's Law and Justice Party, that's their patriot, that's their Trump phenomenon. The Law and Justice Party is headed towards a win with 42.4% of the votes. And the next party is the European Coalition with 39%. So they've got a strong lead in Poland, the Patriots. So there you go. And in Germany, the Alternative for Deutschland, the AfD, they are doing well, not as well. So good Trump news around the world. And we'll have the results tomorrow night. You won't want to miss that show. Neither will I. See you then. All right. Go.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening.